Collective podcast. I'm Narelle Lemon and I blog on Wellbeing Whisperer via Explore and Create Co. The Whisper Collective is a group of network scholars who blog, thread, post and gram. And other members of the collective are Inga Newburn, Thesis Whisperer, and Jonathan O'Donnell and Chin Ku, known as the Research Whisperer. We want to be the kind of academy we want to see, which is inclusive, empowered, engaged and kind. And we promote this through our joint project, the Whisper Collective Net. This podcast episode is a part of a mini-series with Catherine Firth, recorded in August 2023 to celebrate the launch of her new book, Writing Well and Being Well for PhD and Beyond, How to Cultivate a Strong and Sustainable Writing Practice for Life, to be published with Routledge in September 2023. And I have an extra super fond place for this book as I have commissioned it as a part of the book series Wellbeing and Self-Care in Higher Education, Embracing Positive Solutions. So the book covers every stage of the academic writing process, from planning and researching through getting words on the page to often unexpectedly time-consuming editing and polishing. And as readers, Catherine is inviting you to remember that writing a thesis is hard work, that it doesn't need to be damaging work. So each chapter includes a whole heap of different strategies and techniques, drawing on meditations, writing exercises, tips, all to maintain your physical well-being. So the focus of these episodes and the mini-series is to share some of these practical tips, and it kind of sits alongside as an extension of the book. So we hope you enjoy these recordings as much as we enjoyed planning them, and of course Catherine in recording them. And we think that they're relevant for any writing stage and process. These strategies complement the book, but they're not an essential to the book. And really we're hoping that they inspire you to produce great words, for people to read them, and for people to love what you have to say. Enjoy.
A well-being practice for editing, an equalizing breath before you start to edit. Breathing, I think we've already discovered, is amazing. You can calm right down. You can speed right up. But some days what we need is moderation. Your breath can help you get into the right headspace for that too. This is an equal breath for balanced thinking. Because maybe this is the day for careful, balanced thought. Maybe the work is boring, but you do need to focus. Maybe you need to be judicious, even-handed, accurate and steady, and you want a breath that will help you with that. This exercise is all about the counting. It's just complicated that you can't multitask. You have to focus on this one thing. But the equal breathing means that your brain should settle into a state that's not too sleepy and not too fired up, but just Goldilocks right for the task. This is sometimes called a box breathing exercise, and this is how you do it. You sit at your desk. You set a timer for 2 minutes. Select something really neutral at the end. And you breathe in through your nose, counting 1, 2, 3. You pause with filled lungs for 1, 2, 3. You breathe out through your nose for 1, 2, 3. And you pause with emptied lungs for 1, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. Pause, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. Pause, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. Pause, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. Pause, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. Pause, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. Pause, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. three, pause, two, three, out, two, three, pause, two, three. After a minute, extend each count to four. So in, two, three, four, pause, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, pause, two, three, four. In, two, three, four, pause, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, pause, two, three, four. In, two, three, four, pause, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, pause, two, three, four. Last, in, three, four, pause, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, pause, two, three, four, until the timer goes off. And return to your habitual, normal breath. And remind yourself, I will proceed at a steady pace through this task, ticking things off. And there you have it, an equal kind of breathing for balanced thinking to get you into the mode, into the mood for editing. I hope it helps you, or that you find ways to tweak them so they work even better. And this practice comes from chapter 5 in Editing, in Writing Well and Being Well for your PhD and beyond.
Thank you for listening. And we'd love your ratings and reviews. This helps other people find us. And you can find out more on The Whisper Collective, www.thewhispercollective.net.